At Desjardins Insurance, we put the care in taking care of business. Your business to be exact. Our agents take the time to understand your company so you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether you rent out your building, represent a condo corporation, or own a cleaning company, we make insurance easy to understand so you can focus on the big stuff, like your small business. Get insurance that's really big on care. Find an agent today at Desjardins.com/business coverage.
This is a CBC podcast.
Well, if you love outdoor winter activities, this winter so far has probably not been what you wanted to see. Many areas of our Newfoundland Morning region haven't had as much snow as in a typical winter. Snowmobilers are frustrated in some areas, especially the central part of the island. Now, there's snow on the west coast, to be sure. There is some, but our next guest is anxiously awaiting more snow. Matthew Swain is General Manager of the Newfoundland and Labrador Snowmobile Federation, and he's with me in our studio this morning. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Bernice.
You didn't ride in on your snowmobile.
Not riding my snowmobile this morning, no.
How would you describe the amount of snow that we have just generally on the island compared to a typical winter?
Yeah, we're definitely down compared to what we consider a typical winter. Right now on the west coast area, around Corner Brook and Derelict and those areas, we probably have 7-8 inches of snow on the ground. But it seems like the higher elevation has got considerably more. So a lot of people are trucking their sleds into the hills and managing to get for a ride anyway.
And what about in central Newfoundland? You're not hearing as much about snow out there.
As far as I know, there's little to none in central. As far east as Grand Falls anyway, I don't think there's much past that.
And where are people actually snowmobiling? You said people are taking their rigs and going into the hills to get some snow.
Yeah, obviously the Lewis Hills here just outside of Corner Brook is a really popular destination for the hills. We have managed to operate our groomer twice now in Taylorsbrook Road going in towards Eagle Mountain towards the park. And the park, Grossmoor National Park, actually opened yesterday.
That's right.
So I guess there's a bit of snow in that way that people could get out for a ride if they were looking for it.
Yeah, I know that's good news for snowmobilers for sure. How busy is your group this time of year, and what keeps the Federation busy this time of year?
Typically, we're pretty busy this time of year, just keeping the groomers going, making sure they got fuel, making sure the operators got what they need, make sure that all the trails are clear and safe for everyone. Obviously, right now we're a bit of a lull waiting for the snow to build up, but we're ready to go as soon as the snow starts to pile up. We're ready to start.
How early did you have your groomers out this year?
We typically have them all in place, ready to go by early December, just in case. We never know. So a few years ago, we did manage to start grooming before Christmas.
Right.
So we try to make sure that everything is in place and ready to go by middle of December for sure.
And when did you actually start grooming?
This year?
Yeah.
So the first pass of the groomer was actually last Wednesday, I believe, in Taylorsbrook Road. And then, of course, we got that rain event on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been slowly coming back up since then. So I believe the groomer was out again last night, actually.
So what's the riding like in the Lewis Hills right now, from what you're hearing?
From what I'm hearing, there is a fair amount of snow. But, of course, the ground and the bags and everything didn't get a chance to freeze this year before the snow came. So I'd be a bit wary about going off trail, especially if you're not familiar with the area yourself. If you stick to the woods roads and those kind of places, you should be fine. But getting off trail right now is probably not the best idea.
Now, you had a pretty major repair project on the West Coast this year. You and I had talked about it in the past, a bridge in the Pasadena area, and you managed to get that done before the snow came.
Yeah, we just managed to squeak it in there right before Christmas. We finally got the permits we were waiting on, and the contractor was ready to go. So as soon as we got word that the permits were approved, we called him, and he came down and got to work. And just before Christmas, they managed to get it completed.
And I know you were issuing a reminder at that time when you said, hey, this work is done. This is where your trail pass money goes. And maybe you can just emphasize that to folks this morning who may not necessarily see the value of buying a trail pass.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important for people to know that trail pass money doesn't just pay for the groomers and the grooming of the trails and that kind of stuff. I mean, that was a $40,000 bill just to replace that bridge, and that was completely outside of our budget for this year. That was extra funds that we had to come up with, and we don't get any outside funding for that kind of stuff. It all comes out of our coffers. And we were lucky enough that we had some old bridging laying around in the yard. If we had to go and buy that bridge new, it would have been over $200,000 for sure.
And you do have a fairly large budget because you need it for those groomers, for upkeep, for maintenance. Fuel must be a big expense as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have, we spend probably about 85% to 90% of all the revenue we make every year just to in grooming and trail maintenance and all necessary administrative stuff behind it.
All right. So is it too late now to buy a trail pass?
No, absolutely not. You can still get your trail passes whenever you need to. We have 70-something vendors all across the island. You can go and pick them up right in-house. You can go on to our website, www.nlsf.org, and buy them from there. Or you can give our office a call in Deer Lake at 635-4395.
Matthew, if people are doing some riding this early in the season, although it's not really early, but given the snow conditions, what do you want them to keep in mind?
Just keep in mind, be aware of your surroundings. Make sure you're not putting yourself in any awkward positions where you could get yourself in trouble. Just think safely. That's the main thing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks so much. And I guess happy trails when you do get out on your machine.
Thanks, Bernice.
That is Matthew Swain. He is General Manager of the Newfoundland and Labrador Snowmobile Federation. And that website again, nlsf.org. I'll ask him again to give us the phone number to call if you want to get a trail pass and purchase it that way.
Our phone number is 635-4395.
All right. There you go. No excuse for not having a trail pass.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.